Take a moment to smell
the way.
What smell do you feel entering your nostrils?
And remade.
Take a second and smell the roses. Right? That's an expression that we often.
What about your left nostril?
I want to break that down.
And your right.
Take some time.
Are they different?
I believe in setting an intention. There's something about life.
Is there a danger?
Something learning that's very sacred. And I will think about what it is that I would like for myself today. So let's say today I'm looking for clarity, I'm looking for peace. I want to have more
peace.
As you inhale,
beyond my body.
Do any memories come to mind?
And I shall see India.
Inhale. What do you hear?
Through their memory space. I knew that every single person that walked into the room was walking in with different lived experiences and different circumstances. So I thought, oh, I could create these scent stories that I could scent map a piece or an experience and think about, okay, what would this introduction of this scent do? What would this introduction of this scent do? What would this introduction of this scent do? Living in a metropolitan area, you are constantly being confronted with different forms of stress, especially through noise pollution, the fact that we are very densely populated, as most cities are. In general, I think that it's very important that you remove yourself from all of the noise that's happening and check in with yourself. So you ask yourself, have I eaten today? Did I get enough sleep? Did I exercise today? Did I drink enough water? There's like a bunch of things that can throw you off balance with this introduction of this scent. There are many opportunities in order to use scent as a cue to promote relaxation.
Take a moment. To smell.
Literature is holding up a mirror to Africans as a whole. And we know, like, I'm speaking about Africa as a continent. It's a big, huge, diverse place with thousands and thousands of cultures and languages and ideas. So that said, I think that literature provides
many different
I have
many different moods. I think like everyone else, I'm very much human. Very much.
Are we capable of turning towards this or not?
Is there a
are we capable of changing our behavior or not?
Kind of push African
what are you going to do? Are you going to be inside the gate or outside the gate? Are you going to be
and
building
in doing
a hoop house
so,
or
giving
causing violence or danger? What are you going to do?
As you inhale,
with the tools necessary.
Any memories come to mind?
Problems to come up with new things and improve life, all sorts of things. So I think that African literature is a big imaginative tool, and imagination is very necessary for any people.
How does I'm Nigerian, I'm from the Igbo tribe, and being in America, but just like living in the diaspora, it's very difficult to access ancestral healing practices that are from my tribe because of missionary work, because of colonialism, because of the stigmas that are associated with traditional religions. My healing practice, it's a way for me to facilitate and to make space for folks that want to improve their mental health care, that need some sort of mental health and wellness practice.
Like that feeling, you know, when you're near a very loud bass speaker, you get
can feel it in your chest.
You could feel the sky when you were far away because you could hear it go. Inhale.
I was part of this show that was in the Europe Capital of Culture. It's supposed to happen every year, and they pick a different capital of culture. And so that year was Turku, Finland. And I got an opportunity to DJ in this club there. And I remember at one point I looked up and half of the bar was signing in sign language, and then half of the bar was hearing and was talking. The group that came that was signing, they were so energetic. They were having such a good time. And at that time especially, I played a lot of bass heavy music, and they stayed the whole time, and I realized it was because of the vibrations that were coming through from the bass. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, you can also give people haptic feedback as another way of stimulation and to create relaxation.
And it's like that feeling, you know, when you're near a very loud bass speaker, so you can feel it in your chest.
You could feel the sky when you were far away, because you could hear it go. And it was so haunting and so beautiful. It wasn't silence, but it was a quality that was almost like silence because it was so natural.
And it's like that feeling, you know, when you're near a very loud bass speaker, you can feel it in your chest.
Without question.
What smell do you feel entering your nostrils? What about your left nostril and your right? Are they different?
Will you do what your community requires and stay in? Will you do what your community requires and go out and fight and
I believe in setting an intention. There's something about lighting something, something burning that's very sacred, and I think about what it is that I have for myself. So I'll say today I'm looking for clarity, I'm looking for peace, I want to have more patience,
I thought maintenance and care. That's something that everybody needs. Everyone should be afforded without question. COVID, the way that I was creating work, the way that I was thinking about healing was really different. While it was immediate for me personally, I didn't feel the same urgency coming from others. And so I think that in this time, the urgency that's coming from others is so pronounced and so overt because of the circumstances and situations that we're all now embroiled within. That's the reality of it. But that's also crazy when you look on your social media or you see the news reports and you literally see people partying. Like there's instances of almost feeling insane, I would say, at this time. So the want for healing in order to counter that and to create some semblance of not only sanity but balance has been asked of me immensely at this time. And that's something that I'm thankful for, but I'm also quite, at times it is overwhelming. I do live virtual sound baths on Instagram Live. I initially started them because of the pandemic. I felt that people needed some kind of consistency and certainty in their lives. So I was actually doing them every night, which was insane when I think about it in retrospect.
Every night.
Yeah, I was doing them every night. And then unfortunately I experienced some deaths due to COVID by way of like personal connections and via friends, and I couldn't do it. I had nothing left to give at that point. I was just so exhausted emotionally, spiritually, and also physically. And so I took a break, reassessed, and was like, yeah, I can't do this every day. It's not sustainable. And I'm going to cut down to doing 3 days a week, and then we can go from there. While, you know, initially the pandemic was, everybody was like reflecting on, wow, this really slowed us down. Then things started reopening. We're getting pushes from this maniacal government that we need to be working. So things kind of got, I would say, pushed out of perspective in terms of, hey, this is not healthy. It wasn't healthy before. It's still not healthy. You're giving from a tapped out well. It's not helping anybody. It's just you working from a place of scarcity, and I don't want to be working from a place of scarcity in a time that is so uncertain. I would rather come from a place of abundance if I'm able to, and when I'm not, then I need to remove myself.
Close now. We are mirrors.
facing towards the sun. We are mirrors facing towards the sun. We are mirrors facing towards the sun.
Thank you. One of my favorite examples right now from the world of nature has been in this flooding that's been happening with the hurricanes, watching how ants have come together to survive. They form, they basically create a foundation of their own bodies, like a bottom layer of their own bodies, that then other ants climb on top of and climb on top of until they create this floating mound that then is able to make sure that the majority of them survive until they come across something that is a higher ground. Right now we are drowning in the overwhelm of this political moment and the overwhelm of hard decisions. How do we reach out and hold on to each other, knowing that holding on to each other makes us a more stable body that can actually float and not pushing each other down, not, you know, pushing each other under.